Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, February 17th. You'll be interested to know, today is President's Day. This United States holiday, celebrated on the third Monday in February, honors George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, both born in February. Originating in the 1880s, it became widely recognized after the Uniform Monday Holiday Bill of 1968, promoting long weekends and retail sales. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 2 degrees with 37 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:19. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Washington's birthday with a high near 26 and a brisk west wind gusting up to 47 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 15, and a west wind gusting up to 43 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 8:15, with a high tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 34 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 24 and a strong west wind. Tuesday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 11. Wednesday brings more mostly sunny weather, with a high near 28. A slight chance of snow arrives Wednesday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 15. Thursday has a chance of snow, with a high near 30 and mostly cloudy conditions. Thursday night also sees a chance of snow, with a low around 21. Finally, Friday will be mostly sunny again, with a high near 34 and a low around 17 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, U.S. News & World Report has recognized 3 hotels in Boston among the 50 best in the nation for 2025. The Raffles Boston clinched the 7th spot, praised for its contemporary design and effortless elegance, featuring a lavish sky lobby and luxurious amenities. Following closely, the Four Seasons Hotel at 1 Dalton Street ranked 13th, known for its stunning art collection and upscale accommodations. Lastly, the Boston Harbor Hotel secured the 20th position, celebrated for its scenic views and spacious rooms. Additionally, the Nantucket Hotel and Resort also made the list at 36. Now on to sports. Players and coaches at the Four Nations Tournament hailed the clash between Team USA and Team Canada as a remarkable moment for hockey. United States coach Mike Sullivan noted the thrilling, brutal 3-1 victory highlighted the sport's intensity. More than 5 million American viewers tuned in, captivated by elite National Hockey League players representing their nations. Canada coach John Cooper acknowledged the game's emotional power, stating, "The game is in a better place because last night's game existed." This event, marked by 3 fights in the opening seconds, could inspire future generations to embrace hockey and punch each other in the face, too. Tonight, Canada takes on Finland at 1 p.m. Eastern, with Canada favored by 2.5. Then Sweden takes on USA at 5 Eastern, with USA favored by 1.5. Both games are on TNT. In local sports, in Fort Myers, Florida, the introduction of free agent signee Alex Brightman coincided with the playful antics of the Savannah Bananas at JetBlue Park. While Brightman, a two-time World Series champion, radiated enthusiasm, longtime Red Sox third baseman Raffy Devers quietly wandered away, raising questions about his position. Brightman, a Gold Glove winning player, is a strong candidate for Devers' spot. The Red Sox have been cautious about labeling Devers as their third baseman this season, leaving his role uncertain. Brightman expressed his commitment to helping the team win, while Devers' future remains a topic of intrigue. In top news, a U.S. district judge has ordered a pause on layoffs and funding cuts at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a federal agency aimed at protecting consumers from deceptive financial practices. The Trump administration, facing scrutiny, has agreed not to terminate employees or destroy agency records. This comes after the recent firing of the Bureau's director, Rohit Chopra. The agency claims to have returned a cumulative $17.5 billion to consumers, while critics argue it exceeds its mandate. The judge's order remains in effect until at least March 3rd, as the fate of the agency hangs in the balance. In business news, in significant market moves, the teacher retirement system of Texas has acquired large amounts of shares in Palantir Technologies, NVIDIA, and Tesla, while reducing its stake in AT&T during the fourth quarter. With total net assets of $210.5 billion, this pension is now the sixth largest in the United States. Notably, Palantir's stock surged 340% in 2024, and NVIDIA's shares climbed 171%. Meanwhile, AT&T shares rose 37% last year, despite concerns over the company's changing focus in the media landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to about $96,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $2,700. And Goetze's Maximus is down 5% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A groundbreaking advancement in LiDAR technology allows scientists to capture detailed three-dimensional images from a full kilometer away, potentially extending to 10 kilometers in future tests. This innovation incorporates a highly sensitive sensor called a superconducting nanowire single photon detector, co-developed by NASA and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. With an impressive accuracy of just 13 picoseconds, this system can distinctly identify objects even through obstacles like foliage. While the technology operates at extremely low temperatures, its potential applications, particularly in military operations, are phenomenal, according to lead author Angus McCarthy from Heriot-Watt University. And in entertainment news, Horizon, an American saga, is an ambitious project by Kevin Costner, but it remains unfinished. The first chapter debuted at the Cannes Film Festival and later in theaters, but its soft box office led Warner Brothers to abandon plans for the second chapter's release. While the second installment showcases compelling storytelling, it leaves viewers yearning for resolution. The film delves into the darker aspects of human nature, centering on characters like Juliet Proctor, who faces harrowing challenges. Costner's vision aims to reflect America's complexities, yet the completion of this grand narrative hangs in uncertainty. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American cartoonist, Bill Watterson. And he said, "The surest sign that intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe is that it has never tried to contact us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.